Exactly how diverse is the United States? NPR has been taking a closer look at the leaders of the Census Bureau who are supposed to answer that question. And we found that the federal agency is led mostly by white people. That raises concerns about the data the country relies on, as NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
It's been more than a decade since Monica Garcia Perez first walked through the glass doors of the Census Bureau's headquarters. She was a researcher there for 3 years.
Do you remember the years?
2006 to 2009. Yes, I know. I would never forget those years.
She was working on her PhD in economics when she helped develop data analysis projects at the Bureau. And during her time there, Garcia Perez, who was born in Caracas, Venezuela, says she rarely saw or heard people like her.
You will see Latinos mostly in service work by the lunchroom, or you will hear Spanish in those areas. But I personally did not see that within the units that I interacted with.
Starting next month, the Bureau is expected to be led by a statistician who will become the first Latino and second ever person of color to head the U.S. Census. But NPR analyzed the latest public data on the permanent full-time staff under the Bureau's director, and we found the Bureau has not met its goal of achieving, quote, a workforce that reflects the rich diversity of the American public that we serve, unquote. Its senior executives, mostly identified as white, not Latino, and male.
I think what it has been done professionally. It's what could be done and what other discussions could be open if there were more diversity in the organization.
People of color make up more than 42% of the U.S. population, but only about 23% of the Bureau's executives identified as either American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Black, Latino, Pacific Islander, or multiracial. Some census watchers say they're concerned this lack of diversity has persisted for years at the same agency that has undercounted people of color decade after decade.
We need people to understand firsthand, ideally, the obstacles, the barriers, and the systematic exclusion that so many populations have faced in this country.
Desi Small Rodriguez is an assistant professor of sociology at UCLA who is Chicana and a citizen of the Northern Cheyenne Nation and has served as an outside advisor to the Bureau.
And it's really difficult to do that if you're a white man, because you've never experienced that in your life in this country.
Undercounts in the census have produced inaccurate data that's used to distribute political representation and federal money to states and local communities. With so much at stake, it's becoming more and more important to track the cultural competencies of the Bureau's leaders, says Arturo Vargas, CEO of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials Educational Fund.
I had to advocate for the Census Bureau to look at the full diversity of the Latino population.
When the Bureau was researching how to encourage Latinos to participate in the 2020 census, there were initially no plans to hold specific focus groups with Latinos who primarily speak English.
They could not comprehend the reality that a large segment of the Latino population does not consume its information exclusively in Spanish.
The Census Bureau declined to make a representative available for an interview for this story, but said in a statement that it's, quote, committed to attracting, developing, and retaining a diverse and inclusive workforce. Still, there is a long-standing reason why the Bureau has not made major progress on its diversity goals. According to Arnold Jackson, the Bureau's former associate director of the 2010 Census, who first joined the Bureau in the 1980s.
I was told by the highest level people in the organization who had recruited and hired me that the culture of the organization was best viewed as a tribal culture.
With a lot of people sharing similar backgrounds, and Jackson, who is African American, says they often end up replicating themselves, which in turn limits promotions for staffers of color.
I've seen kids go 2 or 3 years into their professional careers and just not know what's going on, but that something is amiss.
To keep up with the country's demographics, though, the Bureau will need more economists, statisticians, and other technical experts of color who want to work in public service. And that requires investment now, according to Monica Garcia Perez.
It's a place that I really wish a lot of Latinos had a chance to experience, because it's a place where people will learn and will be able to grow.
She says the problem is that's still harder for some groups to do than others. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.